Mason. I always look forward to hearing that. Hello, Pierre. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Julie Mayer Psychic Medium Show. So happy to have you along for the ride. Wherever you are and whatever time zone you're in, I'm happy that you're here for the next hour. It will go quickly. It always does. I want to send out a happy early birthday to the fairy guide mother. Happy birthday again, Althea. How many times has this been? 29? Just a heads up on a really great opportunity coming your way in the beautiful and haunted Bisbee, Arizona, January 23rd through January 25th. All you ghost hunters out there will not want to miss this fun fest of the paranormal to be brought to you by the Old Bisbee Ghost Tour, the Tombstone Ghost Tour, and the beautiful Copper Queen Hotel, which is the oldest operating hotel in the United States of America. If you like antiques and things that go bump, ding, and boo in the middle of the night, mark your calendars now. You'll investigate the paranormal at the world-famous Birdcage Theater in Tombstone and the haunted Copper Queen Hotel in Bisbee. Learn how to investigate the paranormal with members from the International Community of Paranormal Investigation and Research. While there, you will receive a book and a DVD, and your admission includes lectures on chromotherapy, which is the art of healing with color, crystals, and light, and Bach flower remedies, the art of healing with liquid flower essentials, essences. The ever-popular What is Mediumship lecture and a group demonstration by none other than yours truly. Join in on the workshops, visit with the paranormal and metaphysical vendors, and feel the goosebump-raising ambiance of the Copper Queen Hotel. Please plan to attend my mediumship presentation at the hotel on Friday afternoon from 2 to 3:30, where I will discuss my favorite topic, what is mediumship, and give a live demonstration for the audience. Being that this is in the Copper Queen, did I mention this place is haunted? There is no telling who or what I'm going to draw a bead on. We're planning to bring a group down from Alaska. Just a word of caution for those living in Arizona. When we bring a group down from Alaska, that usually includes snowfall and cold temperatures. Last time we were in Sedona. It snowed, it froze, and we had the trails to ourselves. Courthouse Rock is lovely with the dusting of white, accompanied by icy trails and muddy footwear. As one of my Canadian friends likes to say, go big or go home. I will also be doing readings at this event. Get there early and sign up for your session with me live, with the dead, at the Copper Queen Hotel. You might want to talk to me early because I probably won't sleep much in there. It's a busy place. Prices for this event are more than reasonable. Call the Copper Queen Hotel and register now as space is limited. Again, this event happens Friday, January 23rd through Sunday, January 25th. The Copper Queen Hotel's phone number to make your reservations is 520-432-2216. You could also Google the Copper Queen Hotel in Bisbee, and Bisbee is spelled B-I-S-B-E-E, Arizona, and call them for the details. Space is limited, so make your reservations now. If you like spooky stuff, then this is where you want to be. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. I'm coming to you live tonight from high atop a very windy mountainside in the interior of Alaska, the last frontier. For those of you who are new to the broadcast, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome from a very chilly location. Wintertime is here. This is the busiest time of year for the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. The foundation is a school of mediumship and a weekly meditation resource in Anchorage, Alaska. We teach the skills necessary to understand and to communicate with the other side while training you to become a professional working psychic medium. The world needs more accurate and ethical readers. With two locations, we are able to educate and entertain those who are seriously seeking a deeper understanding of the other side and life on this side. It's all about personal accountability and life choices. You can get it now, or you'll get it later. There's no right answer. There are only life lessons. If you feel led to learn, give us a call. If we can't teach you directly, we might be able to point you in the direction of another resource. On the home page of my screen, you will also find a listing and an email address to contact me directly. If you are read on the air, I would like to ask that you kindly send feedback to the email address. Feedback helps me to hone in on my symbolism and become a much better reader. Mediums never stop learning, and feedback is how we advance. You are welcome and encouraged to call in tonight on the toll-free from anywhere numbers, which are, grab a pen. For those of you in the United States and Canada, you can call in at 1-888-228-4494. Anywhere else in the world, you can call in at 877-489-6350. And if you're impatient and willing to pay for the call, please do at 530-776-5154. If you didn't catch those numbers, you can flip over to Station 2 and use those numbers. I'll mention them again a little bit later. What I have to offer you are short psychic mediumship readings live and on the air. You're encouraged to follow these up with a private reading with me via the telephone or in person. Energy goes where attention flows, and we are a working foundation and need your support to keep this broadcast on the air. If you enjoy the show, referrals are most welcome. Tell your friends. Tell the world. Tell yourself to book your very own private off-air reading with me today. I'm planning to open up another mediumship circle beginning around the first of next year. If you are interested in attending this in-person circle, please send me an email with your intentions. Class size is limited and early registration is encouraged. If you're in Alaska, you can find me in person on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays in my office at the beautiful Stars of Alaska showroom in Anchorage. Stars brings you the best and the brightest of all things metaphysical. If you're new to Alaska or just here on vacation, please stop by and tell them you heard about the store on the radio. Susie and Marty have put together one of the most beautiful collections of crystals, ammonites, fossils, and other wonderful things. Stars is located on the corner of Lake Otis and Tudor, right behind Golden Donuts. This weekend, you can also find them at the Miners Gem and Mineral Show at the Sheraton on Saturday and Sunday. Please note on your calendar of future events that we'll be having mediumship recitals this winter at Stars for the students of the mediumship school. These are small psychic fairs, and the difference is this. These readers are committed to becoming the most accurate and ethical communicators they can be. Experience is the best teacher. Two other places you can find me. I'm also in Portland, Oregon's New Connection magazine and on holisticseek.com on the web. Click on Alaska. A brief history of what we're doing before we begin. I am a professional psychic medium. I carry a PhD in religious studies, but I ascribe to no religion. As a psychic medium, I am committed to being a telephone to share intuitive and symbolic impressions being received for you, the sitter. I do not judge what I see. Rather, I interpret the symbolism. The reading is always about the sitter and not about the reader. If something's coming through and you don't understand it, please write it down on a piece of paper for later reference. Shaking your head and saying no only indicate that you're not open to the message. If you're not open to the possibilities that your answers do lie within yourself, then a reading is not what you're needing. Here are the nuts and bolts of how it works. Mediums do this work from the right hemisphere of our brain. When we engage in conversation, we shift to the left hemisphere of the brain. Our goal is to stay engaged in the right hemisphere of our work area. Personalization, or arguing a point, drags us into the left, and then you're talking to us, and you're not talking to them. As a professional reader, if I feel I'm being dragged to the left, I will stop a reading. If things are progressing from the right, we'll continue. This is just one of those areas of education that needs to be shared with the general public. Many readers will allow the sitter to lead them. I'm not one of those readers. nor do I teach my students to fish for information or to be led. A reading needs to come from outside of ourselves and not from our own ego. Keeping that in mind, I would like to say a prayer of grounding and claiming our space, and we can start taking callers. Guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. I ask that you surround each of us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. I ask that our karma be balanced forward, backward, and that all answers come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open that gate to guides, guardians, and angels who are fifth dimension and higher, please. Friends and family who have crossed to the other side, you're welcome to come through at this time. We do close the gate to beings of negativity. Those who carry dross cross through the left-hand door with ulterior motives. You're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our home, this hour here or hereafter. We call on the archangels, one in each direction. Please surround each of us individually and collectively. And with that claiming of our space, we can begin. I believe we already have a caller. Hello? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
I can.
If I walk over here, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You can hear me?
I'm picking up a female energy around you. Does that make sense? It feels younger than you?
I don't know. Could be. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay, possibly.
Well, I don't know how much you want me to give you.
Not a lot. I'm picking up, it's like a little sister, or it feels more like a cousin.
Oh, yes, I do have a cousin who passed young.
Okay, hello. And want you to know that she's excited for the holidays. Are you getting ready to, are you thinking about holidays already or making plans already?
No, you know what, I really don't celebrate them anymore, but she did. And her, I think that she, you know, she enjoyed them still.
Well, she's still enjoying them, and
yeah.
I'm feeling like she wants you to participate with her.
And that would make sense.
Okay, yeah, and I'm feeling like I want to put a ribbon on top of my hair, like I want to take a bow on a present and I want to stick it on top of my hair. Is this the kind of things that she would do?
Yeah.
Was she
definitely.
7 when she crossed?
No. She was actually
24. Wait a minute. Did she cross on a 7th, like July, or on the 7th of a month?
Wow, you know, I think you're right. I think it was August 7th, about
okay.
4 years ago.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Her energy is just very bountiful and very playful.
Yeah, it is.
Like, she kind of reminded me of Tigger, doing, doing, doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yep. Is there something going on with your ears?
There is. Mainly
okay.
My right ear.
Yeah.
You sense that, huh?
Well, what she's showing me is, have you ever shot like at a gun range, like at a shooting range?
No.
Well, they put these hideous earphones on so you can hear when you leave.
Uh-huh.
And she's showing me this great big set of headphones. So what I feel like I want to tell you is, when you get that ringing or that buzzing or that problem in your ear.
Uh-huh.
Really listen to what's going on inside your head.
Okay.
Okay. Because if you've ever put this headset on, you can't hear anything.
Okay. Yeah.
You can hear yourself breathing. You can hear your heart beating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Go inside and listen. Does the name Nathaniel make sense?
Nathaniel. I don't think so. I'm trying to think of what her boyfriend's name was.
Okay.
I don't remember, so I'm going to write that down.
Write that down. I'm hearing this Nathaniel Hawthorne, and I don't know if that was a writer or who that is, but I'm picking that up. So.
Yeah. I never met her boyfriend. She was a distant cousin I hadn't seen for a while.
Did they cross in a car wreck?
I'm sorry?
Was this a car wreck?
It was.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He was
yeah.
hurt. Oh, so it is her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
yeah,
you
it was
name.
A car wreck.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, her name was Nanu. She was 24. Nanu. You know, as a matter of fact, I think her mom told me it was an Alaskan name. Or
okay.
She got it from Nanook, which was an Alaskan name. N-A-N-U.
Yeah.
Yeah. How funny, and then she comes through to you. Because she's never come through in a reading
before.
Yeah. She's never come through in a reading before. That's why I was surprised.
This is a perfect spooky night for one to come through up here because the wind is blowing about 60 miles an hour and my windows are rattling and it's kind of scary here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like Legend of Sleepy Hollow kind of trees.
Yeah.
She's having fun playing with me.
Okay, so I'll just finish telling you that it was a head-on collision on the freeway and she died instantly and he was
she just knows it was a car wreck.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she just knows it was a car wreck. Would you please give her love to her mother?
Yes, I definitely will.
Big heart. Big love for my mother. So I don't know if mom's having a hard time right now or is really wrestling with this holiday thing. It's like, stop it, I'm already there.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely wonderful. Her mom has been having a hard time ever since, and it's going on 4 years, and she celebrates nothing anymore. Her birthday, nothing.
Did you know you can go in and subscribe to the archives of the show, and you can replay this for her mother?
Oh, yes.
That would be really cool.
I definitely would. Okay. Well, thank you. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, very cool. She just feels, I'm feeling her pulling away from me now, but she's just real lilty and real light.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
She's okay with it.
She was an old soul. She was beautiful.
Yeah, she is all right with it.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I'll let you get on and take some other calls.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Enjoy this night. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, the wind blows here in Alaska. really, really hard. So it's kind of funny when they come through like that. They're very excited to come through, and it's almost like, well, I waited for the perfect time. I waited till it was okay. And sometimes they kind of have to prime the family first to be open to the fact that they are okay and that their energy's high. And they're doing okay. With that lady that I was just connecting with, my Alaskan named friend, she didn't want to dwell on how she passed, but she wanted to reference how she passed to let the sitter know that she was indeed connecting with her. So that was very cool. There was also a connection, something there with Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and I couldn't quite get the full thing, but she's showing me where, you know, he's riding his horse and carrying his head through the trees. So, spooky. Can do spooky stuff. Those phone numbers again, for those of you that want to call in and didn't get them the first time, in the United States or in Canada, you can call in at 888-228-4494. Anywhere else in the world, and for some reason I want to say if you're in Italy, you can call, good morning, you can call 877-489-6350, and the toll call, if you want to pay for the call, is 530-776-5154. So I would love to receive, feel free to call in. Been having a lot of connection this week with the energy that I recognize as Abraham Lincoln. I thought that was kind of cool. I think has a lot to do with what's just taken place on our political front here in the States. And I'm not sure if he's showing me a similarity of something that's going to come around again or if it's his ideology that's coming forward. And I've kind of been batting that around all day trying to figure out what it is exactly that this energy is trying to share with me, and I just thought it was really, really interesting. Something else that I wanted to share that was kind of a personal hit for me that I thought was very cool. A couple of years ago, I had the feeling that somehow Hillary Clinton and the governor of Alaska would be at the political forefront. At the time, I didn't say much because I thought that was kind of ridiculous. So anyway, that was kind of a neat thing. And for those of you out there that are readers, this is one of the reasons you want to write things on a calendar so you can go back and say I did know that then. And it's a really good validation for what you're doing and what you're getting, symbolism, which is how we read. So I think I'll talk a little bit about the upcoming event in Arizona. I'm really, really excited about it, and I'm kind of got a little trepidation about it. I've been to the Copper Queen. spend a night there. Swore I would never go back. Didn't get a lot of sleep. But Renee has put together this really neat weekend that they're planning. And it's going to be, from the sound of it, kind of like an expo, which as a reader I've really burnt out on expos. I've done a lot of them. And again, if you're an up-and-coming reader and you want practice, do expos. You'll read a lot of people. It sounds like they're going to have a little two-day affair going on in the lobby there. But the nuts and bolts of what is really so neat is the Birdcage in Tucson and the Copper Queen have both been featured on TV shows about very haunted places. The Birdcage is interesting. It was actually a bar/brothel disguised as a theater in Tombstone. neat place. They still have some of the original posters from the Fly Girl who had magnets on her shoes and would walk across the ceiling. That was a hit. They have the original cages up there, the bird cages, which is where the girls would do their work or watch the show. You know, you had your choice. That's how you wanted to spend your time with the lady that you were with. And then they had a bar and a poker room downstairs with a couple of more rooms off to the side. And there is a whole bunch of paranormal activity. Walked in there and immediately just got blasted with it. It was kind of a sad place, kind of a fun place. Definitely a lot going on in there, a lot of different energies and a lot of different entities. So their Tombstone itself is actually pretty interesting. The Copper Queen is a really neat place. It was built as a hotel to house the mining executives that would come to Bisbee in the heyday of mining down there, and it had the best of the best in it. And what they've been able to save, some of the things are gone, like the ceiling's missing, the copper ceiling. They did have a lot of Tiffany lamps and things like that, which is something that I collect, so I'm really interested in that aspect of it. So if you're going to be in Arizona in January, make your way down to Bisbee for this. And if you want to know more about it, oldbisbeeghosttour.com or oldtucsonghosttour.com will take you there. Or you can just Google the Copper Queen Hotel and they'll have information about that. So if you're out there and you want a reading, phone lines are open. Call in. I'm here to read for you. I like to talk, but I'd rather read. It's a lot more fun. It's actually what I do. So feel free to call in. I keep hearing the name Daniel as I'm sitting here talking, so I don't know who's out there that has a Daniel, but I've already got drawn in on him, so keep picking up on that name. So, I want to talk a little bit about mediumship and how it works. Well, I've obviously got some time here. There's nothing spooky or dark about mediumship. It is absolutely positively the opposite of that. The purpose of mediumship is to validate or to prove that life goes on after we leave our body. Our consciousness or our mind never dies. If you've ever thought about this, where does electricity go after you use it? If you turn on a light in the room and you have light and then the light goes away, where did it go? I don't know. Consciousness, as I've come to understand it, is kind of like that. Once we've turned off the light or we've left our physical body, that energy goes somewhere. You can call it heaven, you can call it the cosmos, you can call it the universe. I don't think it really matters how we label it, but it continues. And as a medium, that's what we're able to pick up on, is that consciousness that's still out there flying around like radio waves and microwaves through the air. We've just learned and practiced how to tune into that, how to pick up on the messages or the thoughts. Sometimes they're very obscure things that come through. Usually we like them to validate a name or a position in the family, who they were, or how they crossed. Or a lot of times, too, they will validate something that the person being read has been doing or has been thinking about, and that's Sometimes that's a little unnerving. What do you mean you saw me burn toast this morning? So things like that. I've been asked many times if I believe in God, and I have to say yes, absolutely. There's no way I couldn't believe in God and do this work. So I hear a beep, so we have a call. I will go ahead and take that. Hello?
Hello. I was calling for a reading.
Okay, I'm here to do that. I'm glad that you called. The first thing that's popping into my head is a red and white striped blouse. Do you recognize this?
No.
Horizontal stripes?
No.
Okay. Do you have a female cross on the other side that had like a 60s hairdo, would wrap the back of the hair and it was real short and had bangs?
A female cross?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I'm getting this really clearly, and she's referencing the hairstyle from the 1960s, and I can't remember what they called it, but they would wrap the back.
Okay.
Write that down and check with family members.
Okay.
And I'm getting, again, I'm getting that red and white striped shirt, like a blouse.
No, okay. I don't have anything like that.
Oh, it doesn't mean you do. It could be this person.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just seeing the shirt. I want to talk about diabetes.
Okay.
Do you have diabetes or is it in your family?
No.
Okay. Check with your family members. See if there is a female that crossed from diabetes or diabetes complications.
No.
Well, stop saying no. Write this down. Check with your family because I've really got this energy trying to come through.
Yeah, though there's nobody in my family that's ever had diabetes, nothing on the line.
Okay. If you could humor me and ask somebody in your family later and just check, there may be, because this person is really, really, really trying to come through.
Huh.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about, like, science teacher or reptile. Does that make sense?
I couldn't understand what you were saying. Say it again.
Science teacher or reptile, like alligators and crocodiles.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Reptile to me means someone who's very, very stuck in a pattern, reactionary, does things the same way over and over and over. Is there an issue of something happening over and over and over for you?
Nothing I know of. Let me think about.
Are you there? Call back in if you can. I think we lost you. So, yeah, reptile to me, just going into my symbolism a little farther here with that, usually means reactionary. Something does this and I respond or react the same way over and over. And also Florida, getting reference to Florida. So, anyway, call back if you can. I don't know what happened. Sometimes people twist around in their phone cords and disconnect. So, others out there, if you'd like to call in, the phone numbers in the United States and Canada are 888-228-4494. Worldwide phone number is 877-489-6350. And if you want to pay for the call, 530-776-5154. It doesn't look like you should have a hard time getting through tonight. I think the phone lines are pretty much open, so go ahead and call. Last time I was on, I wanted to talk about consciousness and John Lennon's song Imagine. I didn't get a chance to because we had a lot of callers. So I like that song a lot. I really think that John had tapped in on a higher consciousness. I'm not sure if he was aware of that or not. There is a wonderful book out there, and I've referenced it before. It's one of my favorites, called Across the Universe with John Lennon by Linda Keene, where she actually goes over after his death and has conversations with John. And she had a tape recorder going, and she was speaking for John and speaking for herself in the tape recorder, so she was able to document what happened. It's really an interesting book, so if you're interested in John or you like the song Imagine, that book will definitely catch your attention. So, let's see, what else to talk about? The energy of Lincoln, again, I thought that was, I feel like something really big is on the horizon as far as, like consciousness or an advancement of consciousness, kind of like what Lincoln was trying to do with freeing the group of people who had been enslaved. He just had a different way of thinking and a different way of looking at things. It would be really nice on a collective consciousness level if we have evolved enough to actually be able to listen to ideas, listen to people, listen to each other, tap into that higher consciousness or that collective consciousness, and start seeing each other for who we are, not what color we are or what our jobs are or anything like that, but just seeing each person as a child of God and seeing what they have to contribute. It's going to be interesting. It is. I'm excited for it. I've been feeling really heavy and a lot of trepidation the 3 or 4 days before the election. It was just all I could do to to get up and go to work because it was just really heavy and felt really icky. And I feel like that has passed now, so that's a good thing. Looking forward to the changes. Kind of still a little apprehensive about what might lie ahead of us, but it's kind of exciting to be. Yeah, this is huge history being made all over the world. So that is a really neat thing. Those phone numbers again, if you want to call in. If you're in the U.S. and Canada, you can call in at 888-228-4494. If you're in Italy, you can call at 877-489-6350. And the toll call is 530-776-5154. Let's talk a little bit about ghosts and hauntings and things like that. That's not really my favorite thing. I like to talk with the energy of the consciousness that has gone to the light, for lack of a better way to put it. The earthbounds who are here, or the ghosts, they usually have some unfinished business going on. Either they were very wrapped up in their possessions and their stuff, or many times there were forgiveness issues. And forgiveness is a huge thing. Usually when we talk about forgiveness, the first thing that comes up is, oh, I don't want to forgive that person, they did this, or I will never forgive that person. It's more about going inside and finding your own intention for why you do something or don't do something. When you release energy from yourself or from your own consciousness, that's forgiveness. And whoever was entangled with that, you have let them go. A lot of situations, there are people that don't want to see or speak with that person who harmed them or did something wrong, and that's okay. You don't have to go up to the person that hurt you and say, you know, I forgive you, I'm afraid of you, but I forgive you. That doesn't really help anybody. A lot of times, with places that I've been that make the hair stand up on the back of my neck and kind of scare the heebie-jeebies out of me, you know, there's been some issues there. And as a person who's very sensitive, I don't care for that. I don't like that in real time, and I don't like that in spiritual time, I guess is a good way to put it. So, but as with evolution, all things change, and I'm being drawn in that direction. So we'll go with it and see what happens. There are a lot of there's a lot of drama around the earthbounds on both sides. On the people, a lot of times on people that are here that are trying to release them or record them and things like that. I did learn again from my Canadian friend, my go big or go home friend. She told me once. She said, you know, they really genuinely just want to be heard. They just want to be listened to. They want someone to acknowledge why they're stuck. And a lot of times when we think about life in general, that's true for people here too. If there is a personality or an energy that's just irritating, usually what that person is seeking is attention. They want to be validated, want to be recognized for who they are and what they are and their accomplishments and their troubles, both. So apparently that doesn't stop when we cross. So I thought that was a really interesting way to look at that. So again, those numbers, if you want to call in, if you're out there listening, I would appreciate it if you would. In the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. That number also works in San Francisco, worldwide, 877-489-6350. And toll-free is 530-776-5154. So, we are having one of the coldest winters probably in 50 years up here already. So there's a lot of stuff going on geographically now too, as well as energetically, and you have to wonder if our mindset affects things like the weather. If we're feeling, if our attitude can affect those kind of things. With the election and everything, and trepidation and people worrying about stock market and this and that. There's a lot of cold heart chakras, so a lot of frozen heart chakras, and when I was out plugging in the car again the other day, just kind of wondered if there was a correlation. It's almost too early for it to be this cold up here. And it's so cold it won't snow. It has to warm up to snow, so that's cold. So, and then when you throw the wind in with that, and it pretty much takes your core temperature down pretty quickly. So if you've been worrying about stuff, if you've been worrying about money, if you've got your life wrapped up in the stock market and things like that, try to let that go. Try to let that worry go and focus on the positive things, or focus on what you do want to bring in, like a trip to Arizona in January. We have a beep. Yay! So I'm going to go ahead and take that call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. I just got the word Mercedes. Does that make sense?
No, but I'd like one.
Okay. Are you an M-E-R name?
No, but it does remind me of my aunt, because she always drove Mercedes.
Oh, she crossed?
Yes.
Okay, I got Mercedes as soon as you said hello. So, yeah, was it a dark, like a chocolate brown or a black Mercedes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, she still has it.
Oh, bless her. Good for her.
We take our favorite memories with us.
Well, I like that.
Yeah. Are you around a bunch of very bright, colorful lights that are like blue and orange and red and yellow?
No, but I like to think of myself as projecting all that.
Okay, because I'm picking up like glass balls with lights in them.
Hmm.
And I'm feeling like they're a Dale Chihuly blown glass. Do you know who he is?
Say again?
Dale Chihuly.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, these would be Dale Chihuly glass pieces with lights in them.
I don't actually have any of Dale's, but I do have, there's a lot of glass in this room, and,
okay.
Interesting.
Is it lit up, or do you have candles in it, or?
No.
Okay.
Light's reflecting off of that.
Okay, I'm picking up on it, and I like those colors, because I like full-on pigment color. So, excellent decorating choice.
Actually, this room isn't finished decorating. Maybe that's a hint I need to get some more in here.
Well, that could be. Maybe you need a beautiful lamp or two.
Like Tiffany lamps.
Tiffany lamps. I love Tiffany lamps. I like the dragonfly lamps myself.
Oh, dragonflies are great.
Are you an engineer?
No.
Are you a math person or a design person?
No.
Okay. Any connection with, Texas Aggies? I can't think of what the school is.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing. Texas?
Texas Aggies, like mining or engineering or something like that?
No.
Okay. Do you have a son who's in school?
No, I don't.
Okay. Did you have a son who crossed?
No, my dad was an electronics engineer.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that where we're going?
I'm feeling like it's your son. Was Dad very young emotionally? Was he a fun-loving guy?
Oh, gosh, no. He was a real serious guy.
Okay. I'm getting...
I think when he was younger, he was fun-loving, but...
Okay. Well, that might be why I'm picking up, like, son or younger. Okay. And did he go to, like, MIT or one of those kind of schools?
No.
Okay. Any connection to Texas with Dad?
He spent some time in Tucson.
Okay. Well, that's Arizona.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I
keep seeing Texas Aggies in reference to him, and I think that's the School of Engineering, but I'm not positive.
I'll have to check that out.
I want to talk about Michelle.
Say Marcel?
Michelle. M-I-C-H-E-L-E.
Oh, Michelle, okay.
Uh-huh. Do you have a Michelle?
I used to work with a Michelle. Don't have anybody
okay.
in the family by that name.
Uh-huh.
Nobody in the family by that name.
Okay. Well, I feel like I want to talk about Michelle.
Okay.
Okay. Are you, this Michelle that you used to work with, did she have glasses? Little glasses?
No.
Okay. Did she have little eyes, little squinty eyes?
No, she had beautiful, big, luminous eyes. Maybe not the same Michelle, huh?
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm seeing little tiny glasses and little tiny eyes, and I'm hearing the name Michelle.
Okay.
Alrighty. Are you seeing things? Are you not opening your eyes to things?
Oh, gosh.
Are you not?
I'm going through a transitional period where I'm opening my heart and my soul to everything. So
Okay. What I'm seeing is little tiny, like Benjamin Franklin glasses, or little square glasses.
Huh.
And little tiny eyes that aren't quite open enough. Okay. Are you, look at things differently? Or know that sometimes you can adjust your focus. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Transitions are really good things when we're done.
It's an experience.
It's a big learning experience, and that's the best way to look at it. It's like, this is going to feel so much better when it quits hurting. Okay? Is this a relationship transition?
Partly.
Okay.
Ending
yeah,
a relationship
it's, I could...
and beginning a new life.
Okay, yeah, because I want to tell you it's going to feel so much better when it quits hurting. Okay. Do you feel like you're in the emergency room?
Does it feel like what?
Do you feel like you're in the emergency room?
Oh, that's interesting.
Here's what they're showing me. When I was 5, I cut the end of my ring finger off. And they had to sew it back on, and it was probably one of the biggest traumas I had at that time. And I vaguely remember being in the emergency room and just having the cold sweats, like I'm going to pass out, but I can't because it's already bad, kind of a feeling. Are you having anxiety?
Yeah, a little bit, but not to that extent.
Okay.
Either that or I'm denying it.
Well, that might be where we're going. When I did this to my finger, I really didn't realize what happened until days after, and I saw the stitches.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and it was like,
Yeah, I can relate
okay.
to that.
Okay, alrighty. The nice thing about stitches is it's going to leave some character or scars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to lose that part of you. Now, because it was actually my wedding ring finger that I did this to, okay, I feel like you're gonna come out with some scars, but you're gonna come out with more character.
Yeah, I think that's coming true.
Yeah. It does, it feels scary as heck to me right now, but I'm thinking as I project forward, it's like this is gonna be okay. And is there a chance that there'll be a friendship come out of this, do you think? With the partner?
I sure hope so.
I feel like that's what's gonna happen. We're better friends than married, than a married couple.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you a teacher?
That's interesting. This is the third time I've been asked that, and I have never taught, but it's something that I enjoy in my work in the past. And I'm actually, now that I think of it, I am involved in helping somebody learn their new job. So
there you go.
I'm a teacher. I do teach, in a way.
You do teach, yeah. Many times, teachers are not necessarily, and the first thing people think of is school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the neat thing about going through a major life transition and learning from it. When you encounter the student or another person going through, you have the patience to be a good teacher.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dive into... The best teachers are always learning, right?
Yes.
Right, because when they, if they get to a point to where I feel like I'm at the pinnacle of what I do, that's when you're going to fall down. Always, always, always look at the learning experience as and see yourself as the teacher, but the teacher that wants to learn more constantly.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Now, I know I was joking about Italy and phone numbers earlier, but I get Italy and gondola and, like, going through the canals. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Are you going there?
It's not on the chart, but it's something I dream about doing again someday.
Okay, you need to. Let's change the verbiage. It's like, I'm going, I just haven't bought the ticket yet. Okay?
Yes.
First I manifest the dinero to buy the ticket. No, I'm going, I just haven't bought the ticket yet. And that's kind of law of attraction thinking, but it makes it a whole lot easier, and it manifests in a wonderful way.
It's so interesting that you use that word, positive attraction, and I have been using that so much in the last couple of weeks, helping a friend get through some transitional things.
Yep.
Stop saying no. Say yes.
The law of attraction works whether we get it or not. Okay, so if we think, I'm going to Venice, I just don't have the ticket yet, you know you're going.
I love it.
And you'll do things that will set up a series of events that will get you there. Okay. I want to talk about a tunnel and a car accident in a tunnel. Do you understand this?
Not really.
Like a car hit a car, hit a car, hit a car?
Oh, okay.
Do you understand this?
I don't relate it to my life experience, no.
Okay. Do you live somewhere where you have to drive through a tunnel to get somewhere?
Not at this time.
Okay. I'm seeing in Denver, Colorado, out of Denver, there, I believe it's called the Eisenhower Tunnel, that you have to go through if you're going to Vail or Dillon or anywhere to go skiing. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Okay, are you a skier?
Not yet.
Yeah?
No, not yet.
No? Okay, is that something on your list?
Possibly someday. I have a friend who's teased me about teaching, and I would love to go.
Then go. Is it in Colorado?
No, probably in Alaska.
Okay, in Alaska?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you up here?
I am.
Okay.
I was actually in your driveway a couple of weeks ago.
Huh?
I was actually in your driveway a couple of weeks ago dropping off a friend.
Oh, excellent. Okay. There is a tunnel here, and it's the Whittier Tunnel.
Right.
Do you have any reason to be in the Whittier Tunnel?
Oh, this is interesting. I have dear friends who are moving from Ketchikan to here, and they're talking about taking the Cross Gulf Ferry.
and arriving on New Year's Day, and they would have to come through the Whittier Tunnel.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing. Car hits a car, hits a car, hits a car. I know in the Whittier Tunnel, don't they only let like one car through at a time? I've only been through it once.
Actually, I don't know that.
Okay, if they're going to go through the Whittier Tunnel, if there is any other way they could go, I would really encourage them to do that. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this. It's like car hits a car, hits a car, hits a car. And I don't, myself, I don't care for tunnels. I just don't like them.
Yeah, they're not really great places.
Well, if you're under, you know, when you're under a mountain, that could cave in.
Oh, Julie, this doesn't sound like you.
No, it doesn't. I really don't have a good feeling about the tunnel.
Okay, thank you. I've had a concern about this travel for them and for their big, beautiful dog.
Please listen to that. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah, because it's like a chain reaction car accident, and if you're in a tunnel, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go but squished. Okay. Does the name Mike make sense to you?
I know several Mikes.
Okay. All right. I just got Mike, and it's spelled, like, wrong, like M-I-C, like Mick.
Mick?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. You want to say, like, Nicola, or a different kind of a name.
Nicola, like, Russian, no.
Could be. I don't know. I got Mike, and then I got like a line through it, and then like it's spelled wrong, M-I-C.
Hmm.
Okay.
Like Mick?
Mick. It could be part of a last name.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'm completely shifting gears here. I feel like I'm laying down, and I'm watching clouds go by. I'm scrying clouds. And I'm seeing a head of George Washington. Is there an integrity issue going on?
Oh, that's interesting. One of the situations that I'm involved in.
Okay.
Involves some of that, yeah.
Okay. When I think of George Washington and going into my crazy symbolism here, he went down in history one way, but he kind of acted another way. The famous line, I cannot tell a lie, doesn't, I feel like there's some, you know, somebody, it's like I say one thing, but I'm doing another thing, and I'm hoping that you're just going to listen to what I'm saying and not look at my behavior. Does that make sense?
Well, that's so what has happened in the last week with an individual, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Interesting.
Think of that as George Washington, and know that in history it goes down one way.
Right.
Okay, because we can edit. But know that what you're perceiving is right.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's good.
You're welcome. A lot of times, too, we're the only ones that get that validation, and on a higher plane, that's enough.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, everybody else doesn't have to have that. So. Okay, so you were in my driveway.
A friend
of mine.
But
I clouded out.
Huh? Yeah, we were dropping a friend of mine off to see you for her first time.
Oh, very cool.
That friend told me about
Welcome to my driveway.
Thank you. It's quite beautiful, in fact. And it wasn't windy that day.
Oh, it's blowing like I'll get out tonight. So,
oh,
did you have any last-minute question that you wanted to ask? Or?
This is kind of a big subject. I don't know if you want to get into it now or not. If you don't, that's fine. But
okay.
I'm interested in a dream that I woke up where I was levitating.
You were levitating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
that...
I realized that I have done this in the past, but I had forgotten about it, and I hadn't done it for years.
Okay. What I would encourage you to do is journal about this. What you're doing is you are actually leaving your body, and you're trying to see things from a higher and different perspective. So it's a really good thing to do. Now, I've gone through a divorce. in my life, and I did that same thing.
Oh, interesting.
Kind of left my body of confusion and got up and looked at the bigger picture. So.
And that's a great way to do it. It is such a different perspective.
Well, it is. And the nice thing about doing it in your sleep state is that your left brain is shut down. It's being quiet, and you can totally be in the etheric or in your right brain.
Yes.
So, yeah, very positive thing. I have a really good feeling about the direction you're going. I have a really good feeling about everybody that you're connected with. You guys are all headed in another direction. Not you guys, you ladies are all headed in a very positive, life-affirming, wonderful direction.
Oh, that's terrific.
So, yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you called.
Me too. Thanks so
much. Have a great night. And you're welcome, and please stay out of tunnels.
I will. You do.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Well, that was a neat way to end the show. That was a good reading. And I want to thank everyone for listening, and I will be back in 2 weeks. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.